T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, July 28th. For someone that I have a mild case of, I'm a bit of a germaphobe. Not like to the extreme like Howie Mandel, but a bit of a germaphobe, which is weird for this next statement I'm about to make.
Mm-hmm.
I love the water park. I love going to water parks. It's one of my favorite things. I love going down the water slide. I love the water parks. Today's National Water Park Day.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fun fact. You may or may not know this. Across the street from Del Diamond, they're building Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. And
yes, we're so excited.
Yes. Right by your house, actually.
That's awesome.
Yep. Very close. Right down the street.
Uh-huh. This will be the largest water park in America.
Nice!
I should say the largest indoor water park in America. But
there you go. Yeah. That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That,
see, chlorine kills everything, bro. I mean, I don't know if it's chlorine and everything, but in the water parks. But, I mean, I'm not afraid of water parks. You know what I'm saying? And if you wear those, like, water shoes or sandals or something, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just stressful as a girl for me because, like, now there's, like, a million short options. I know this sounds weird, but I didn't like water parks because, like, I didn't like my butt in swimsuits. And, like, you would have to take your shorts off and walk around in your swimsuits and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very uncomfortable for me as a teenager because, like, my butt. Like, you know, it was just,
I'm confused,
like,
here. You didn't like the way, like, your butt looked in a swimsuit, so you couldn't...
I didn't,
as a teenager.
You didn't like to walk, or still probably to this day, you just don't like to walk around with your butt hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was the girl that would, like, wear the towel up to the edge of the pool and make sure nobody was watching and then, like, quickly drop the towel and get in the pool so no
Got
one could
you.
See my butt.
Man.
But then at water parks, your butt was, like, out.
See, honestly,
right.
It was very hard for me.
I'm complete opposite, man. Like, I'm like a fine wine. The older I get, like, I hike my shorts up higher. I mean,
yeah.
I told you guys off air, like, I bought some shorts that were an 8-inch inseam, and I got
it altered
to 4. I mean, I got shorts.
Alex, you shared that story on the radio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I said that, we're complete opposite. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, I want to show more.
Alex Franco is the only person that you will ever meet who gets his swim shorts altered.
Yeah.
Even the alterations woman was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
100%. She's 100%. The alterations cost more than the shorts.
It's so stupid.
I know.
Y'all, I cannot wait. Kalahari Resorts. Oh, my God. I mean, I know we have a couple, you know, Schlitterbahn, a Texas Tradition. I love it. Typhoon Texas up in Pflugerville. Love it.
The more the merrier, I
yeah,
say.
But the more the merrier. That's
yes.
right. I'm excited about this. America's largest indoor water park opening November 12th. Just in time.
Oh, I could use a water park right now. I got the shorts for it. What?
And I love the fact that it's indoors. You know, in Dallas, Grey Wolf Lodge. You know, that's an indoor water park, but you can't just go to the water park. You have to actually be staying there in order to enjoy the water park. With Kalahari, you can actually just get a ticket to go to the water park.
And the indoor water parks are not what they, like, used to be. Or, like for instance, growing up, I had this bad taste in my mouth of I was traveling with my parents, and I forgot where we were. And there was an indoor pool at one of these, like, 2-star hotels we stayed at, and I wanted to swim so bad. And when I walked into this indoor pool, y'all, my eyes just started dripping because the chlorine was just so intense in this, like, enclosed, like, glass room. It was just the worst scenario, just the worst experience. I'm guessing it's nothing like that in an indoor at Kalahari.
I don't know anything about it.
It's gonna be great.
Well, they've been like, it's really cool looking. I don't know if you've driven by it. And then it's a cool little area too, because also right over there is like Nolan Ryan's new meat shop. It's really popping off over here in Round Rock.
Because you got a butcher shop? That's why it's popping
off? I mean, can you eat the meat there after? Because, like, for instance, Schlitterbahn, like, if you go float the river, you go to that Rudy's right there.
Right.
Yeah. But there is a Rudy's right there.
Okay.
And a salt lake. There's a salt lake.
That's what I meant to say. There's a salt lake.
Yeah. I mean, I can do, there's nothing that's going to help me after the water park going home with a raw piece of meat in my lap. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I need it cooked, y'all.
It's definitely going to be a really cool area. I mean, you got, if you stay at the resort, you go to the water park, walk across the street, go to a baseball game.
Yep.
It's incredible. And then, you know, wake up.
I mean, I don't know if I would walk across the street, but drive across the street.
Wake up in the morning, go to.
Safety first.
Okay. Sarah, obviously.
What? Wake
excited.
Up in the morning and go where?
Okay. Hey, are Alex and I modern men? Well, we got a test to find out. That's coming up after Justin Bieber Mix 94.7. Good morning.
One of my favorite influencers, she always talks about being a modern woman. And I love that phrase, being a modern woman. Like, I classify myself as that. But there's also a modern man, and it's a list of 10 things that if you do this, you're a modern man. And I wanted to find out if Booker and Alex are modern men, if I'm working with modern men.
I mean, no doubt about it.
I mean, do you have to ask? Seriously? I mean, just look at us.
We exude modern.
I mean, if you want to waste time with this, go ahead, but, you know.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi.
Now, I know Alex checks this, but I don't know about Booker.
Yeah.
You do your fair share of the cleaning.
You really don't know?
I really don't know.
Oh, 100%.
Wait, you do?
Oh,
does
my gosh.
A woman named Sonia that goes to your house once a week do
Yeah,
it?
Ding, 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 ding.
No, I am blessed to have someone. What are you talking smack over there? She comes to your house, too.
She hasn't been since March.
Okay, but.
I've been the COVID cleaner.
COVID cleaner. Yes, I do my fair share of cleaning. Absolutely. Now, I do have, fortunately, someone that comes in and does a deep clean. But yes, I do clean. I always do the dishes.
Like, tell me. Okay, you do the dishes. Yep. What else?
I always take out the trash and recycling. Uh-huh. I always put everything away.
I mean, I do so much. I mean, bro, you should put stuff away. I mean, you use it, put it away.
I do my fair share of cleaning is what I'm saying.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
You don't just leave a plate by the sink.
No, never.
Okay. Yeah, that's not your style. That's
never.
Not your style.
Right.
I'll get us back.
All right. You talk openly about your feelings, Alex.
I do.
I am a feeling talkinist. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Booker does more than I do. But, I mean, I do.
And
totally.
God forbid I'm drunk. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be crying to you in no time. Oh, my God, I love you so much.
I think the last time, the last time Booker and I were talking about our feelings to each other, we were doing it responsibly. I think we took an Uber. Or Lyft or something, but we were downtown and it was like late night. It was right before COVID broke out. And I was like, bro, let's go to the rooftop at one of these bars and just grab a bottle of champagne and just celebrate and just look at the sky and look at Austin and just hug. I think I said that. And Booker was like, nah, man, let's just go home.
I'm tired. Let's go home.
Just hug. All right. If your boss or manager was a woman, you'd be fine with it. I know this is truth because we used to have,
100.
Well, we have a boss who's a woman and you're fine with it.
I prefer
so I'll vouch
it.
For you there.
I do prefer it as well.
Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. My immediate boss is a woman and her old boss used to be a woman. So, and then our COO of the company is a female. So yes, absolutely.
You're okay discussing your mental health. I actually bring this up because Booker totally is. I think we all talk about like if we're feeling bad or good each day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that off. You're a good listener.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What? Yes.
You're a good listener?
I believe I have gotten much, much better. That's been something that has been a struggle for me my whole life because of my ADD. So it's been difficult because especially being on the radio, I'm always thinking of the next thing I'm going to say. And I haven't always been really good like Alex is doing right now. He's just waiting for me to shut up so he can talk. I have really worked hard on listening. And yes, I think I'm getting a lot better at that.
Yeah. And Sarah, I think I got to get us back also. I mean, I am a good listener. But when you want Booker to be a good listener, he's a great listener.
I'm definitely getting better. That's not always been my strong point, but I'm certainly getting better.
Yeah. You'd be fine being a stay-at-home dad. I know that is true for both of you.
Yeah.
You don't always feel the need to put a brave face on. You're great with kids. I'm just going check, check, check.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, finally, you're not even allowing us to answer. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
I just already know. And then finally, you're openly affectionate, which I think goes back to that you're open about your feelings. I mean, I even have a picture of you guys shirts off hugging. I mean, you guys... you guys are open.
Now, that's true.
There is one thing on there that you just kind of went through that I don't know that I agree with you on.
Oh, are you not fine being a stay-at-home dad?
I don't think I am. I don't.
That's fair. I don't think your wife wants to be a stay-at-home mom either.
No, definitely not. But if she was bawling out of control and I didn't need to work, I guess I could. But I want to work. I want to actually go out into the world and have that human interaction.
But
so,
if you had to, though, I don't see you having a problem of doing it.
Oh, I have no problem is like being a stay-at-home dad while my wife is the breadwinner. Right. If that's the case, then no, I don't have a problem with that. Just the whole point of I want to work. So
yeah. What I'm hearing is, if your wife's a millionaire and you can sit home and, like, you know, watch Paw Patrol with the kids all day, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I would do it for sure.
But the other side, like, I think you would do this anyways. But, like, for instance, Sarah, if my wife was like, hey, Alex, I need you to stay at home and quit your job and be a stay-at-home dad. It's just going to be more beneficial. Yeah. It's going to save more money than sending them to daycare,
you don't
vice
make
versa.
Right.
I would,
paycheck just goes to daycare.
If she said that, and I would say, okay, if we can make it and we can do it, that if you need me to do that, I will do that because I know you would do it for me.
There is nothing, and I feel like I'm a really good dad, but there is nothing that I can do that's going to be better than what they'll learn at school.
Oh, 100%.
Teachers.
That's why I hope I never.
Being a stay-at-home dad is actually a disservice to my children, so I feel like that's another reason
I
would not want to do it.
Seriously, good point.
Well, congratulations. You guys are modern men.
Told you.
Thank you. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And of course, as always, you can listen to us on Mix 94.7. And no matter where you are in the world, as we work from home, don't forget that you can listen to us through your phone or on your smart speakers in the radio.com app. Just say, hey, Alexa. Sorry if I triggered her.
Fire us up.
She likes the sound of my voice. Do you like the sound of her voice? This is interesting. I guess creepy guys had a hit on someone while working from home, and apparently that someone is Alexa.
Really?
An adult toy company called WeVibe polled 1,000 men, and 14%, okay, said that they got turned on by Alexa's voice.
Dude.
Reminded me of that movie. Go ahead, what?
I could see that. Oh, what's the movie? The one with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, you know, her.
Oh, what was that one about?
Well, he has a virtual girlfriend.
That's right.
Well, here's the scene. Take a listen.
All right.
You feel real to me, Samantha.
Thank you, Theodore. That means a lot to me.
For sure, in this room with me right now. My arms around you. I wish I could touch you.
How would you touch me?
I'd touch you on your face. Just the tips of my fingers.
That's nice.
Wait, I would talk dirty to that thing, too. Well, I got to watch this movie.
I don't know if it's the fact that the voice is really sexy or the fact that I know it's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
Which makes it very, very sexy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so weird. Like, we have gotten to the point where we want it. That's 1 in 7 men, by the way, are turned on by Alexa's voice.
That's ridiculous. So there's a good chance that I have a friend that gets turned on by Alexa's voice. That's just, I need to have an intervention with my friend.
Now that you have 7 friends, Alex, there's a very good chance.
There's a really good chance.
Mark in Steiner Ranch, you actually like Alexa's voice, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think Alexa's voice is hot. And she's the only voice I've been hearing in quarantine for like months besides my mom and my sisters. So
that's funny.
That's hilarious.
You got mom, sister, and Alexa.
Her voice is smooth and she's comforting. Plus, I have this whole image of like how she looks in my mind.
Okay. What is that? I can't wait.
It's kind of like a little bit of Jessica Alba mixed with like Margot Robbie.
Oh my God.
Dude.
It's a good combo.
Oh my God. I'm going to go home and spend the day talking to Alexa.
Of course you are.
It's funny, I try to compliment her, and she's grateful for the compliments, but never really returns them. I'm like, I love you, Alexa, and she'd be like, cool, thanks. Just like Margot Robbie and Jessica Alba.
That's funny.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Oh, man, this breaks my heart if it is true Is Ellen DeGeneres' be kind attitude all for show?
Man, we've been hearing this for a while now.
It's what a lot of ex-employees are saying, and now we're taking things one step further. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is reportedly under internal investigation after workplace complaints.
Wow.
Apparently, the environment on that show is, or potentially is, toxic. According to reports, the Ellen DeGeneres Show will undergo an internal investigation by Warner Media. Current and former staffers will reportedly be interviewed about their experiences on the set. Earlier this month, BuzzFeed did a report in which previous employees allege there is a toxic work environment behind the scenes. One current and 10 former staffers spoke anonymously about their experiences on the set, including claims of being penalized, just like saying that word, for taking medical leave, instances of racial microaggressions, and fear of retribution for raising complaints. The executive producers of the show say that they take full responsibility. Over the course of nearly two decades, 3,000 episodes, and employing over 1,000 staff members, we have strived to create an open, safe, and inclusive work environment. We are truly heartbroken and sorry to learn that even one person in our production family had a negative experience. It's not who we are, not who we strive to be, and the mission Ellen has set for us. For the record, the day-to-day responsibility of the Ellen Show is completely on us. We take all of this very seriously, and we realize, as many in the world are learning, we need to do better, are committed to do better, and will do better. Again, the be kind attitude, according to the ex-employees that Ellen tries to exude, is all for show.
Whoa.
One former staffer recalled racist remarks by coworkers about her hairstyle, claiming a senior-level producer told her and a fellow black employee, "Oh, wow, you both have box braids. Hope we don't get you confused." She also claimed a writer joked to her in front of others that they only remembered the names of white staffers. She told BuzzFeed that she hesitated speaking out on the subject because she feared retribution. "I feel like I'm not alone in this. We all feel this. We've been feeling this way. We've just been too afraid to say anything because we know what happens when you say something as a black person. You're blacklisted. I feel angry about the way I was treated. I'm always going to stand up for black, indigenous, Latino, and Asian people, regardless if they're around. I can't not say anything. I'm not going to stop talking." No specific allegations were made against Ellen, who has hosted the show since 2003. She's also yet to make a statement about the allegations, which is bizarre to me.
And before this BuzzFeed article came out, I remember there was a lot of stuff, like rumors about Ellen. I mean, her specifically. And do you remember last week when Sarah brought up the story about her house getting robbed and her high-dollar jewelry getting stolen?
Mm-hmm.
How it was posted on social media? Dude, she got torched in the comments. Like, normally it's like, "Oh my God, girl, love you, sorry." I mean, it was...
But they were saying, like, this is karma?
Yes, it was, like, really bad.
That's not fair.
Like, it was bad enough to where, like, I think it was pulled, or at least the comment or the post was pulled. And if it wasn't, it should have been, but it's like, dang.
Mm.
It's starting to look like there's a lot of holiday traditions that are getting modified now because of COVID, which... rightfully so, they should get modified. Last week, we told you that Walmart was closing on Thanksgiving, which it was always open, which it blows my mind. Black Friday is Black Friday, but we started doing, like, Thanksgiving as a lead-in, you know, when Thanksgiving should be with family, but, like, Thanksgiving was the, like, pre-show of Black Friday.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, Walmart took the lead last week saying that they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving this year, and Target announced yesterday they are doing the same. What's funny is it's like monkey see, monkey do. It's like one opens a day earlier, then all the big chains have to open up, you know? It's like everyone wants to get in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they having to announce this how many months ahead? Like, are there people really who have to, like, change their flight because of Target not opening on Thanksgiving Day or something?
It's like Walmart announced it, and then Target's probably like, "Well, why do you do this so early? Now we have to do it." And then there's going to be someone else next week that's going to be doing it. And by the way, I was at Target yesterday, and the announcement was made, and all the Target employees knew. And I was just chatting with one of the Target employees because I got an alert, and she was like, "You know what? I don't even know what I'm going to do on Thanksgiving this year because I've always worked 8 hours on Thanksgiving." She's like, "I have no plans. I don't know what I'm going to do now, but it'll be cool. I'm so happy I got off. It's going to be nice to spend it with their family." Now, let's not forget, like, Black Friday, it's going to be modified this year big time. I mean, I don't think it's going to be, like, the super crazy crowds. But I saw a report that we're going to be starting to take advantage of all the deals that you would have got on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, like throughout the year, like starting now. For instance, yesterday, Mr. Alex Franco got himself a pair of new Apple AirPod Pros for $199 from Staples. When's the last time you guys were at the Staples?
I thought, it's funny. That was easy. I thought that you already had some.
I had them, but they were falling out all the time. And the Pros, which have been out for a while, have a kind of a rubbery little ear thing that will hold better. And I have three choices of ear sizes. $199, bro.
How do you know what size your ear is?
We'll find out when I get them from Staples.
Okay. Wow.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are parents. They welcomed a little baby girl on Wednesday, so they kind of kept it silent. Her name is Willa, and the couple, you guys, is already obsessed and can't stop gloating. I would love for them to be like, the couple's okay. They think their child's okay.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're good.
The same.
I mean,
of course, you know, they're good.
A lot of sleepless nights. you know, kind of wishing it hadn't happened now. You know, something that's a little real.
Yeah, and this is new, too. The couple is taking time to enjoy this special moment. Oh, like as opposed to, like, you know, just sharing this okay moment.
I mean, what else would have you done? I mean, this is the perfect time to have a kid. I mean, you stay in all the time with the child.
It's a nice way that celebrities are getting a little bit of privacy with these moments during COVID because the paparazzi aren't out and about as much as they used to be.
Totally.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show is reportedly under internal investigations after workplace complaints. Target is closing its stores on Thanksgiving this year. And Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are delighted to welcome their daughter, Willa. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Don't forget, you can listen to us at home or anywhere on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
North Korean officials have reportedly put a city on lockdown after the first possible coronavirus case in the country. What a shame for residents who can no longer enjoy the typical freedoms of living in North Korea.
It's a weird world we're living in, and we're learning new things and figuring out new ways to do old things all the time. So my son is in football, and we have to sit 6 feet away from other parents, and we have to wear masks even though we're outside at a park just because they're trying to be super careful about everything.
Mm-hmm. Public places, man. Good for y'all.
And I appreciate that, and I really do respect it, except there are these two dudes, Mr. Robert, who is a grandfather to one of the kids and just the nicest guy in the whole wide world, and he brings along Todd Long. He brings along his co-long guy. They cut yards together. Todd. Todd's funny. And we introduced ourselves. I thought his name was Charles, but his name is Todd. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah. My name is Brad. And he's like, oh, cool. Nice to meet you again. And reaches out his hand to go in for a shake. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? Well, I didn't want to be mean.
No,
I didn't know what
to
do. I knew I had hand sanitizer in my pocket. I could quickly apply it. All this stuff's going through my mind. So I'm like, okay, what's up? And I gave him a loose handshake. And he's like a man. I'm like, he's going to think that I'm just a weak, you know, whatever. But I'm like, well, I have to do it. So I went in, I gave him a handshake. Instead of thinking, why don't I just go for the knuckles or the, you know, it's just, it happens so quickly. It's like one of those, no, what are you doing type of moments. So I went in, I gave him the handshake, and I then immediately quickly applied hand sanitizer.
Dude.
It's weird, though. There are a lot of things that are going to happen as we start trying to get back to some kind of normal during the pandemic. So we have five scenarios that you might encounter in these situations, and here is how to handle them, okay? So here we go. You encounter someone who's wearing their mask incorrectly. What do you do? To me, I just leave them alone. You know,
totally.
Whatever.
I see that guy or girl all the time. I see them wearing it under their nose, and they're just covering their mouth.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's the point? I even see sometimes people wearing it just on their chin and their mouth and nose exposed. I'm like, what's the point?
For starters, try to be patient, they say. At least they're trying. We're all on a learning curve with the mask.
Bro, it's a mask.
I don't know about that, but if it's a family member or a friend, they'll be like, can you please come on? Let's go. Let's
if
get
you're
it together.
Talking with them, gently mention their mask is slipping down or mimic pulling your mask up. You can also thank them for wearing a mask at all so that they know that you're just trying to help.
See, what I would get away with my personality is not a lot of people could, but I would tell that person, I remember wearing my first mask. You know what I mean?
Right.
Being
right.
a smart, you know what, about it, and hopefully they adjust it and fix it.
So you're in some weird situations now. Five potentially awkward coronavirus situations and how to handle them. Your friends or family members call COVID-19 a hoax on Facebook.
Oh,
what do you do?
Again, it's like, leave it alone. I don't want to go down that road.
Don't engage with them online, because social media is not a good place to have that conversation.
Whew.
If you are going to try to talk with them, keep your emotions in check and stay away from personal anecdotes. Attacking them for their beliefs is just going to make them get defensive and shut down. And for some people, yeah. denial is a coping mechanism, so you might never get through to them.
I mean, here's the thing. In my opinion, fighting on Facebook is never going to result in the outcome.
I agree, Sarah.
I don't think there's ever a time where somebody says one thing and you disagree with them that they're going to come over to your side while talking through comments on Facebook. It just solidifies the person stronger into what they believe, in my opinion.
So number four, your friends want to get together at a restaurant. So I have a friend that I haven't seen in a long, long time, and we keep talking about, you know, trying to connect. I didn't know exactly how he felt about meeting up to go to dinner, so I was like, hey, you know, let's get together for dinner if you feel comfortable. He's like, yeah, I'm okay with like meeting up at a patio or something. I'm like, okay. Well, some people just aren't comfortable going out at all after months of being locked down. Some people are ready to flood into bars and restaurants, while other people prefer riding things out at home a little while longer. If you get an invite to a restaurant, you're anxious, let your friends know and ask if they would be open to an alternative, like going somewhere with outdoor dining, like my buddy, or picking up to go and doing a picnic outside. If they still insist on being indoors, thank them for the invite and let them know you'll join another time. Finally, five potentially awkward coronavirus situations and how to handle them. Number five, your neighbors are being too noisy during a lockdown. How would
What does that even mean?
They're just acting
like
a fool. They're
parties?
Being crazy, having parties. What do you? What would you say they recommended you do about it?
Be louder.
Nothing. Do nothing about it, because you want to keep the peace, because it's already a crazy, rough time. And also, you're not law enforcement. You don't enforce anything. Just let the proper people take care of that. You don't try to do it.
Boom, boom. Unless it's completely disrupting your sleep or your ability to work from home, consider just letting it go. We're all a bit stressed out right now and trying to blow off steam these days. If the noise is too much, try texting or calling them, or even leaving a kind note at their door. There you go.
Man, by the way, got a text at 51993 of someone saying, Booker, you could fix the handshake thing by always having two beers in your hand. Or a drink.
Idea.
Think about it. Having your hands full?
Yep.
His current record is 1,450 wins with 124 losses this morning. Sarah and I reading for Olivia. Olivia lives in South Austin. She commutes all over Austin because she is a real estate agent. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Olivia!
Hey!
Good morning.
Good morning. So I am about to leave the room while Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same five. You obviously need to get more right than me to win. I wish you luck.
I'm ready.
Hell yeah. All right, Olivia, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
Question number one. Taylor Swift sold 1.3 million copies of her new album, Folklore, in just 24 hours. So she has a new lead single. She already made a music video out of it. What's its name? You can actually buy one of these. It's white with gray and silver stars.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 75 greatest boy band songs of all time. And coming in at number 10 is Summer Girls by what boy band? Three guys. It was in 1999. Abercrombie and Fitch is referenced in this song.
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Bill Murray sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game on Friday to a massive stuffed bear. Bill Murray is a huge fan of what baseball team?
Oh my God, the Red Sox.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds put up a $5,000 reward for a stolen teddy bear over the weekend. He plays Wade Wilson in what film?
Wade Wilson. I don't know. This is terrible.
You're going to get this. An Instagram post hints Eminem's next release may be a collaboration with Rihanna. Where is Eminem from?
Oh, Detroit.
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Booker!
I am dying. Was that a zero?
No.
Hey, hey, hey.
Almost. She got one right.
One, that's it?
Yeah, it was a little tough.
Okay.
Setting the bar high today, Brooke.
All right.
High.
We'll see. Here we go. Okay.
Question number one. Taylor Swift sold 1.3 million copies of her new album, Folklore, in just 24 hours.
Yeah.
What's the name of the lead single? She's already made a music video for it, and you can buy one.
Cardigan.
White with gray silver stars.
She's not only selling her album, but she's also selling a sweater. I mean, this woman is genius.
She is. And Cardigan. I didn't want it. I didn't want it until I saw these celebrities wearing it over the weekend.
Exactly.
And I was like, it's like $50. So Rolling Stones put together a list of the 75 greatest boy band songs of all time. And number 10 is Summer Girls by what boy band? Three members came out in 1999 and they reference Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, I believe it's LFO, which stands for Light Funky Ones.
Are you serious? That's what it
so
is?
Weird. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You didn't know?
No.
Yeah. Bill Murray sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game to a massive stuffed bear on Friday during a baseball game. He is a big fan of what team?
The Chicago Cubs.
Yep. Ryan Reynolds put up a $5,000 reward for a stolen teddy bear. He plays Wade Wilson in what movie?
Wade Wilson. I don't even know who Wade Wilson is, but I feel like I should know. Wade Wilson. Is it a superhero movie? Am I going to look like an idiot for not knowing this? Deadpool. I don't know.
Yes, Deadpool.
Man!
Yeah!
Woo! Nice.
I had
Finally,
no idea that was his name. I just took a guess.
An Instagram post hints Eminem's next release may be with Rihanna. Where is Eminem from?
Detroit.
Yeah, that's the one she got. You got 5 out of 5.
That's it.
Well, thank you, Olivia, for playing. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have an awesome day. This is Olivia in South Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try, girl. Good try. Good stuff.
Coming up next, Sarah is like, okay, guys, I need you to help answer this question. I can't seem to wrap my mind around it. Why do guys always do this? What is it that guys always do? Well, we're going to find out. Sarah's dating diary is on the way next on Mix 94.7 or on your phone or smart speakers streaming in the radio.com app.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
So I've asked this question so many times on my dating diary, and I still don't think I have received an answer I understand. So if you fail, try again. So let's say hypothetically that you went on a date with a guy and it went great, like really, really great. He pursued you. He asked you out. He told you at the end of the date that he can't wait to see you again. Then 3 weeks pass and you hear nothing. You finally hang out again. This time you're a little suspicious, a little guarded. But again, it's an amazing date. You have an amazing first kiss. He ends the date by saying once again that he can't wait to see you again. Then a month passes and you write him off. But then he starts calling again. So you decide to give him a third chance. This time you go to his place. You make out a lot. The butterflies are there again. And you think, surely this time I will at the very least get a text tomorrow. And you get nothing. So obviously the guy's not interested, or he's dating multiple girls. There's so many fish in the sea. He's throwing out the net and catching what he catches. He isn't looking for anything. He's not that into you. Whatever. But guys, Booker and Alex, what is the point? Why go out with a girl if you're not interested? Why kiss a girl if you're not interested? Why tell her you can't wait to see her again if you're not interested? Why ask her out again if you're not interested? As a girl, whether it was a good or bad date, I typically leave a date full of emotion. Replaying the date in my head, calling friends about the date, thinking about future dates with that person. Do guys just not do that ever? I mean, as much thought as I would put into going to lunch with, say, Alex on the show, is that how little thought is put into a date with a girl? Do we just need to accept a date to a guy means nothing? That's my dating diary. Please respond.
Well,
you want the truth or you want to...
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking.
You can't generalize. Yes, I feel like there are a lot of guys who will go out with girls for all of those reasons that you explained. Mm-hmm. There are also times where we go out with women and we really do care about them and we get the feels, the same feels that you described, and we do talk to our, some of us, talk to our friends about the date. But then there are those other set of girls that are just kind of time fillers, you know?
But what does that mean? Like,
it just means that we may enjoy your company a little bit more than the average person, and we may enjoy making out with you and or hooking up. And it's something that is cool, but not something that we want to climb the rest of that ladder. Yeah.
Like, if you went out with a girl and you know, like, oh, we're probably going to, like, do things.
Yeah.
I can call her up, we have fun, she's not annoying, she's not crazy.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just, like, call her up and do it again in a week? Why do you wait a month? Like,
because
why are you
playing roulette
with all the other girls when one is, like, super cool, you had fun, you said you wanted to hang out again. Like, why can't you see that person again for a whole month?
Because there are probably other girls in the picture.
Yep, 100%.
And, you know, whether we get tired of the other girls or one falls off or whatever.
There may be one that you're talking to that may be a little prettier than the other one.
Right.
But the one that's not as pretty does more things. Or you know what I'm saying? So it's basically like you want to, like, go out with this girl that's okay and you have fun with, but you want to make sure that the other really good-looking one does the same. If she doesn't, then you go back to the one that was okay that does more things. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Or you have allocated Friday night to go out, and then your number one and number two are not available, so you go to the number three.
Right, and but you're still getting a date out of it, and he's still making you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, so it shouldn't be an issue.
She's cool, but she's not someone that he's probably going to want to really hang out with. And maybe not as cool as number two or number one, but maybe wants to kind of keep in his back pocket.
Sarah, just like my father used to tell me, he is alive, but when I was buying a car, he said, Alex, don't buy the first car you see. Make sure you open the doors, slam the doors, drive them around, give it a good gas, give it a good break. And that's what we're doing with women.
Yeah.
Not us in particular, but that's what the guys,
and you wanted the right answer. I love the analogy that you're slamming doors. Thank you. When you're dating us, you're slamming doors.
Don't forget, we're giving a little gas and pumping the brakes.
Yeah, Sarah.
Too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.